Right now, time for our conversations that we have with the CEO of Sharon Hospital, and that is Mark Herko, Dr. Mark Herko, Nuvance Health. Mark, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Nice, except, you know, I got used to that little band of nice weather we had, and now we're going to get back into the 30s.
March. That is the one month. When I was running residencies and stuff like that, I'd always tell the residents that you hit the wall right about the beginning of March, and it's important you take a vacation because that month just goes forever, and it teases us.
Well, you know, I agree with you. People always said to me when I was growing up, and they get cabin fever in February. No. I get it in March because we're so close to the end, what we really should be going into nice weather, and then you get clobbered always a couple of times in March, and it just brings you down. So, we can now look at and talk about a bunch of different stuff. Of course, we'll get to another new strain of COVID. We'll get to that. But also, if anybody saw the Lakeville Journal this week and heard us, more and more people are getting involved and giving their opinions on the transformation plan. And this week, a couple of letters appeared. Mark, and I know that you want to address once again and talk about the transformation plan that Nuvance Health has in the works with the state with the Sharon Hospital.
Oh, sure. I mean, we're still, the state has been working with us, supplying us with various questions as we go through the arduous process of a certificate of need, both in the transformation of our inpatient footprint and consolidation of our ICU and our clinical, medical surgical floor, and also the suspension of services or potential suspension of services with labor and delivery. So we're still working through all that. And the one thing I wanted to reiterate again, because I see confusion a lot in the newspapers and with our board, we meet with the board almost weekly to kind of go over potential issues or problems that could pop up. And there's still confusion out there regarding the emergency room. You know, we are not curtailing any emergency room services. We have had no plans to curtail emergency room services, and we don't ever plan on doing anything with the emergency room. They'll continue to function as is 24/7, 365. So that's one thing. I'm also really encouraged with, you know, we're getting some physicians who have really are working with us, and I know that they wrote some nice letters that have been published in some of the other newspapers, you know, supporting where we're going. And, you know, we know that not everyone will be happy with all the plans for any transformation. We expect that. But it's nice to see people understanding that change is necessary and that we are really moving forward with engaging a lot of multiple members of our community and our medical staff as we move forward with this plan. So, I'm really encouraged by that.
Well, it's interesting having to go through the state. Years ago, when I applied and was successful in taking over the public access of a local cable television franchise, I had to do it through the same process basically you're going through with the state of Connecticut Department of Public Utility Control. I went through 6 months of meetings, and there were interveners, AT&T. I would show up at these meetings with my suitcase full of papers, and AT&T would show up with seven lawyers. Okay. Mm-hmm. and it was exact same process. Every time we went, we had questions that we had to respond to, and then after we responded to those questions, once again more questions came down. So it was quite a lengthy process, and I'm pretty sure the process for you is obviously going to be the same. I don't know whether it'll take 6 months, but obviously this is not a very quick process.
Well, no, it's just one of those. You know, we understand, you know, that you know, the state they don't want monies wasted on people doing, you know, additions to hospitals or additions to healthcare, which may not be necessary. And at the same time, they don't want to see withdrawal services unless there's firm justification as to that and what those reasons are. So, you know, I see both sides of that. And that's the whole thing is, you know, we want to be there for the community. We want to help. And we, at the same time, be realistic in regards to the resources that are available and the utilization of the services that we have. And that's a telling point. You have a lot of services here for many years. Traditionally, people would say, well, you know, this is great, we have it. But, you know, if they're not really being utilized to the point of what their cost is, it's very difficult to keep justifying some of those. And we have to be prepared for the future. And, you know, always prepare for a rainy day. And that's the kind of thing we're looking for here.
All right. Now, let's move on here to COVID. Once again, there is another new strain of COVID. It appears to be, once again, weaker than even the previous strain. But once again, it also appears to be even more acceptable or receptive to spreading even quicker. So let's talk a little bit about that, this latest strain of COVID.
Sure. I mean, we looked at the various national trends and various forecasts for what's coming. And, you know, all of them show a slight little bump up in regards to cases again. And the whole goal is how, you know, which type of strain are we going to get? Are we going to get a permutation of the strain or not? Because there's still an ample pool of people that have either just been infected or have not been infected and have not been vaccinated. And we're looking at around in that 29 to 30% range. So it's still a large number of people. And that's the part that we're concerned about. So we don't know what the hospitalization rate will be or stuff like that. But we do know that every time we get hit, it tends to mutate during that time. And we just have to really be ready for it. And I know the employees are tired. We're tired. We want to move on. And it's difficult because we're constantly having to prepare for that next wave.
Well, it's kind of like having to prepare for the flu, except the flu comes at one specific time, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. But with COVID, it seems to be surviving itself and weakening itself. So sooner or later, it's going to become like the flu, hopefully, where it's just a once-a-year shot. But when hospitals and nursing homes and senior residence facilities and businesses have to deal with this on a month-to-month basis and a changing basis, it's tiring and not only on the businesses and the hospitals, but also on the people that work there and the people that go to these places.
Well, that's it. And that's what hurt us during this last spell, in that a lot of the employees were quite ill with this, along with a large number of the community. So with those two points colliding at once, it was very difficult to staff the hospital, and it still has been difficult as we recover through that. And that's just a concern that we have in the future. And if you look at some of the nursing homes and some of the other extended care facilities, because this is such a contagious variant that's been out there, it spread like wildfire through a very susceptible population. And that's what hurts everybody, and that's what people forget. So that's why we're really working with everyone to try to really try to stay ahead of it and be prepared.
Well, that's why we at the radio station are continuing our process. So the general public's not allowed in, people, if they want to meet with us and talk with us, we do it via Zoom, and we have people that want to do shows and come in and do shows. And I've said to them, listen, we're very small station, we have very few employees, and we just can't afford to have the possibility of anybody getting sick for a long period of time. I mean, it was bad enough when I had my asthma develop, and I had to be out for about 3 weeks, about 5 days a week. So it was bad enough for that. So we've kept the sign up. You know, the public is not allowed to come in, and we do everything else via Zoom, simply because when you're small, you have to be very protective. So we understand it. That's why I can't imagine if I have a retail store or a restaurant, or if I even, once again, at a hospital, with all the other different problems that you have to deal with, having to deal with this on a daily basis after 2 years really has to be very, very draining, not only on your emotion, the hospital's emotion, but also on the budget as well.
Well, it is, because we have to pay for extra security just for, you know, because we still haven't opened up our cafeterias yet. So it's difficult. People use our cafeteria pretty much as a source for eating, socialization, and we haven't been able to do that. Family members want to come in and visit their loved ones. And there are still people out there that are not vaccinated, and they get very upset. They go, well, it's over, so you should just open up. But again, we're under rules for OSHA. We're under rules for CDC, and those rules are very stringent. And we're having snap visits by OSHA because they will have some permanent changes in their policies, which will limit access to most hospitals just because of how difficult it's been over the last few years. So we're awaiting those final terms, and then we're still always being prepared for these snap visits. Heck, we even had Department of Health here last week as a snap visit, just checking on some of our policies and stuff. So we're always on guard, and we have to be there to protect the community.
Mark, it's always great to speak with you. Make yourself available a couple of times a month. We'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sure, Marshall. Thank you very much. And, the next time it'll be April. So, April showers bring May flowers. So hopefully it'll be a little warmer.
Okay. Take care, Mark.
Take care.
Dr. Mark Herko from Sharon Hospital here on Robin Hood Radio.